It seems that the cooler economic climate may not be as temporary as we might have hoped, and more families are getting by on less. My own little family's income has declined steadily over the last 36 months, as my earnings from freelance writing have fallen each year, my precious hunk of cheese shaved to a nub. Luckily, my husband has his job, though a raise has been elusive for several years. Everywhere people talk about how it's not enough, times are tough, even when pulled with Herculean effort, the ends barely meet. Sometimes all the chatter gets to me, and I start to feel anxious. What if there's no end to the whittling income? I won't have enough. I'll be poor. I am poor. Then I catch my breath, and I think about my childhood and the example set by my mom. Everything I know about getting by on next to nothing, I learned from my mom. We had a rented roof over our heads, a little black and white TV, and furniture from the thrift store. We survived on four staples: bread, cheddar cheese, eggs, butter. My mother was a master at variations: toast, scrambled eggs, grilled cheese, cheesy eggs, fried egg sandwich, cold cheese sandwiches, French toast. Technically, we were below the poverty line, but what did I know of lines? There were plenty of other kids in the neighborhood just like me. I got to watch my beloved Donnie and Marie Osmond show. There was always food in the fridge. And a hunk of cheddar is a surprisingly filling and tasty snack when you're hungry. The only time in my life I ever felt poor was when I was attending private high school on scholarship. Ironically, our household was more flush than ever. But I was comparing myself to kids whose parents were, if not wealthy, exceptionally comfortable. They had complexions maintained by top dermatologists, fresh haircuts, crisp clothes. I had acne and bangs in my eyes. I felt like the Elephant Man in a sea of supermodels. That experience changed something in me. I hated feeling like the Elephant Man, especially when I could see that my head was entirely normal. I may not be able to control how much money I make, but how I feel about money is up to me. Eventually, my mother saved up enough to buy a house. She purchased it a year or so after I graduated from college. She still lives there. It's tiny, about 800 square feet, and it costs well under $100,000. But it's packed with art, paintings given to her by many talented friends. And she has a garden out back that's bursting with produce. With frugality and hard work, she's managed to whittle down her mortgage to about $300 a month. Everything else she saves or spends on travel. Last year, she spent a month in Paris. She did it on a shoestring, renting a studio apartment, cooking her own meals, and exploring neighborhoods on foot for entertainment. My mother taught me that I can spend in a way that makes my life feel abundant, like on books and road trips and homemade feasts. I've learned from her that the problem seeps in when I start to make comparisons. My present salary to my old, how much I have compared to how much somebody else has. My mom will never be wealthy, but she will always be rich.